kind of have an idiot.
One minute.
My boys are both.
We said.
You diamond already?
I diamond, but I'll stay.
Okay, let's see.
Is anybody in the basement?
Shmuel, you like the weather?
I thought it was colder than it struck.
Yeah. But there's still a difference when you walk into a carpeted, it's a medrash. It's a warmer.
Nobody told them about insulation over there.
Yeah, and Yerushalayim it feels cold in the winter. It's cold.
Can I have a rain?
It's been raining, yeah. Yeah. Okay. From page Sadik Vav and Akitsu Ranan. Page Sadik Vav. The Mechaber, the Tzaddik, is talking about.
I thought that you would just do that on your own.
We're going to learn inside. It's very. I mentioned it's Kedai to do. Yeah.
You're reserved for 2 weeks,
we'll
have time
to
do it.
Huh?
When you're away.
Right, you have time to do it. Yeah. It's talking about. What can be done to begin to fight against the katnas that's very, very strong Erev Mashiach? Because we've been learning from the beginning of the Sefer how the sleep of Golas brought us into a place of terrible, terrible smallness, terrible katnas. Terrible katnas. And we've been talking about some of the effects, some of the symptoms of that katnus, and the entire sefer is going to be about overcoming that katnus. So on page Tzadik Vav, what we were talking about last week was the terrible terrible machloikis that are going on between different factions of Am Yisrael, even among those who are shomer Torah mitzvahs, the terrible machloikis, and the tzaddik is saying how the ikur is ein lihikones levikuchim, bechlal, not to get involved in vikuchim. That's where we're up to on page tzaddik vav el lachabek v'leahav. Now it sounds very idealistic, and sounds very romantic, and sounds very sweet and very beautiful. Is it something which is possible? So let's continue. Lemaisa, the middle of the page. Ikar hakivon shel ha'odem bedaitai. The main reason that a person becomes so inflexible, so stuck in his opinion, becomes ikar kivon. That means like fixation, completely stuck in a certain way of thinking. Humachmas pachad utchushas iyum. It's because he's afraid and there's a feeling of being threatened. I've spoken a lot about this over the years, that we see so much of this fear, that the frum are afraid that their children should see anybody that's not frum, especially in Eretz Yisrael, or anybody that's different in the slightest way from you. When I was growing up in the yeshiva, we had all different kinds of kids from all different backgrounds. I had friends that were not Shomer Shabbos. I had friends with payers, and we all got along with each other. I mean, we had regular fights, but not about shittas. We weren't fighting about never. I don't remember ever once getting to like an Indian with religion. We fought about the Yankees, the Mets, but we didn't fight about religion, shittas, and the European Jews bechlal. They were not bali shittas. They were just happy they were alive, and they were happy to see other Jews. It made no difference if you're religious or not religious. If you were a shtramel, you were a kippah suga, they're happy you're a Jew, you're alive. That was back then. So why is it that we become so divided, So he's explaining that people are insecure and they feel threatened by those who are different from them. It's like that bechlal in the world, but especially in an insulated world where we're so afraid of being influenced by others that you're not allowed to be exposed to anybody that's in the slightest way, that's in the tiniest little bit different from you. You feel threatened by others. Ha'ahava posaches es ha'nefesh. Only ahava can open up the soul. That's why whenever there's a greater threat than the influence of a Sfardi over an Ashkenazi, or what influence might a non-religious Jew have over a religious Jew, or a Chassid over a Litvak, or a Litvak over a Chassid, when there's a greater threat like that's coming from our enemies, from our real enemies, outside of us, so then the ahava, there's tremendous love between Jews. Ahava pesaches es hanefesh. Ahava pesaches es hanefesh. You know, sometimes I pointed this out to the kids. You know, when you're driving through like bad neighborhoods, like really, really bad neighborhoods, and you get like just to the edge of Williamsburg, like where you see the first, you know, like the first chassid is in the neighborhood, there's that wonderful feeling that you have. And now, if you would be there among the chassidim, you would feel it's not my type, and he doesn't believe in the Medina. When you're driving through Al Sharpton's territory, and you get to Unza Mansion, to our people, I don't care if you get, I don't care what he believes in the Medina. I don't ask him. Do you say Halal Yom Ha'atzmaut? You don't say Halal Yom Ha'atzmaut, and he doesn't ask you either. When he say we're together, it's a mechaya. That's all. Ahava is pesaches es hanefesh. Therefore, what he's saying, what it's really the Mechaber's Rav Sasson, Reuven Sasson, what Rav Sasson is saying, is that whereas hatred, fear, causes the soul to contract, to become tiny, and that's what happened to us in Galus. We were frightened. We lived in fear, and the result of that fear. The result of that fear was that it made us into people who were insecure and afraid and cowering. And that carried over even once we moved to America and Eretz Yisrael. It carried over. Ahava is the opposite. Ahava is Pesaches is an effort. That's why the Alter Rebbe, it was his yahrzeit today. It was yahrzeit. That's why the Alter Rebbe gave a marshal that you see that a person when he has a baby, so even with the people he wouldn't normally talk to in shul, there's no shaykhs in shul. He says kut me a mazel tov, like you know he's happy with everybody. So he said the person didn't change. How come all of a sudden? Until now he didn't like this guy, and now all of a sudden he likes this guy. What's different? The Torah says that since the father, the new father's heart has been opened because of the ahava that he has for his child, for his wife, for his new matzav in life, so he has this ahava. So ahava is, of course, very, very inclusive. And ahava doesn't make chilukim. I like this guy, I don't like this. Of course I like the guy. When a person is in a place of ahava, then everything starts to open. Magdila es adam, the person becomes bigger. It expands his way of thinking. To begin to hear other people. And the Mechaber says, as we go along, the Mechaber makes it very clear. He's not suggesting that people drop their ideals. He's not suggesting that we become like this melting pot. People have their rebellion, they have their Messiah, and that's fine. There's no issue, there's no problem with people sticking to their Messiah. You have a Messiah by the Litvisha, and that's fine. You're a Chassidisha, that's fine. You're a Lubavitch, whatever, that's fine. But that doesn't have to cause you to become fearful, suspicious, and distant from others. He's not suggesting that we drop our deis, we drop our Messiah, each group that has. He'll say very clearly, no, you stay with that. But to be able to hear other people and to try to understand where they're coming from. Therefore, We shouldn't be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid or to recoil from meeting with other Jews who have different upbringing than you, who are different than you. There's no reason to be afraid of that. Machmas pachad avikuach v'hariv. Because of, I'm going to get into an argument and maybe the person has some points to make. There's no reason for that. Ki lo levachanu tzorach lekaven klal. Because you don't have to get together for the point of having a debate. You don't have to have a debate. You don't have to argue. Elul etzem achibur v'harayus hadadis. Just etzem achibur, just getting together. Just being together. V'yoyse machashivu shechnuah hadei v'machshava. More than anything that could ever be accomplished by trying to convince a person to think like you, because you know that it's almost impossible to get a Jew to think like you do. It's almost impossible, because Jews are kshei arif, mamish kshei arif, and they're invested in their dayis. And if you're being connected to this person and feeling close to this person depends upon him being like you, it's very unlikely. That's why people are always sticking. It's gotten even worse nowadays, which I've been talking about a lot lately. That now you have that they don't even among the same chevra, young people only want to be with young people. The 30-year-olds don't want to see a 50 or 60-year-old. They don't want to see it. It's too different. That's what's happening now. It's too different than me. He has different ideas than me. He's old-fashioned. Whatever. I don't want to have to deal with that. I want everybody to be like me. Like me. He says that to convince people to think like you and to move them over to your mahalach in life, it's very, very hard. It's very unlikely that you're going to be able to bring people around to your way of thinking. It's very unlikely. If you're a person that you're giving shiurim, you're mashpia, and people are coming to hear and to learn from you, maybe then, and even then, you know, you could be with the tzibu for 10, 15, 20 years. There's a person that I met a few weeks ago, and he's a rav of a pretty big kehila someplace, not in New York. And he told me that he's rubbed there for over 20 years. He said, I don't think I've changed one person. So he said, are they getting worse? So he said, yeah, a couple. But he said, I'm so bitter and frustrated. I feel so useless. And I told him that, you know, the famous thing about Gifter, that he when he was rubbed in Waterbury, he was there for some years, and after he left, back in the it was in the 40s, so Rav Gifter said that they asked him if he was Matzlich. He said, I was very Matzlich. When I came to Waterbury, there were 10 from families, and when I left, there were 10 from families. In other words, I at least held them. I held them. But this person that I know from a long time ago, so he was saying, it's like, you know, I can't. And these are, and here he's the Rav of the place, and the people are, but the difference is the people are not coming necessarily to be mushpa from him. Whatever it is, there are all kinds of dynamics. But then when people are coming, they want to receive from you, then kulei hai, there's a chance of there being some changes. But stam, if people are in different shittas and they have a disagreement, they have an argument with each other. Someone told me from the Sat Medina, Reb Getzel Berkowitz, it's a huge Talmud Chacham, that Reb Getzel Berkowitz said that he heard from the Sat Merebi, Schusa Yelenu, that they kept on saying to the Sat Merebi, there was a big push that he should go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about back before the Medina, go to Eretz Yisrael and talk to Rav Kook. Meet Rav Kook. In other words, hash it out with him. They had talk to him. So I heard this from my cousin. They heard of. He said that the Sat Merebi said, I'm afraid that if I meet him, he's going to convince me. Because he's such a. He has such kaiches, Rav Kook. So some rabbi said, "This is my mahalach. I don't want to. I'm afraid he's very good at it, and I'm afraid he'll bring me over." Because the tzaddik is open to hearing another Jew. So some rabbi was saying, "I don't want to hear it. It's, you know, whatever it is. Check it. I don't want to hear it." There's an Indian like that by a tzaddik, because the tzaddik is listening to people. The tzaddik wants to hear what another person has to say. By most Jews nowadays, they wouldn't be afraid to meet Rav Kook. They would just hold up a sign and yell or something like that. They wouldn't hear what he has to say. And if he starts to talk, they would go, nah, they start booing. It would be nothing. right? So you're not going to really be successful in changing people's minds and convincing them. So what's the tachlis of that? The whole meaning of vikuchim. Like when they have these panel discussions, I never want to be mishtatif in these things. And, you know, like to see the different views. And I remember so many years ago, I was invited to speak. There was going to be like a debate, and I wasn't told exactly it was a debate. I thought it was more like a panel. But then when I got there, they said it's a debate between me and somebody else. And this is in a big congregation in Manhattan. And I was so upset to be part of that. Like, they wanted to show what's the differences between everybody. You know, how different. Because that's what people are interested in. People are excited by that, by the differences. But Ikra Chisaron Shekayim B'matzaveinu B'hoveh Hu B'tchushas Ha'achva V'Ashayches. The main thing that's missing nowadays, it's not a matter of ideas, opinions. Everybody pretty much knows that this is what they heard, this is what they received. It's what's missing is this feeling of tchushas ha'achva, a feeling of brotherhood, a feeling of connection, v'shayches. V'yusukan me'etzem ha'mifgash v'achibur, and that is fixed just by getting together. It's not about the material. No one's going to try to change anybody's opinion just by spending time with each other, just by getting together. Which, you know, in a strange way, due to technology, is happening in a certain way. It's happening in a certain way that you have, in many terrible ways too, but in some good ways, that people that would normally never communicate with each other from different groups because of business and other things, they're starting to get to know each other more, and there's more of this kind of in business and networking and so on. Shu'arutz amoik yoisim harutzi hadas v'harayon. Because meeting with somebody, spending time, and the chibur that comes with two Jews who just are able to be with each other, that's a much deeper form of communication than deos and rayonos, than ideas and concepts. Because when it comes to ideas and concepts, everybody is very protective of their turf. Everybody gets very defensive. Very defensive. You know, this is what I've committed myself to. I've led my life this way, and I've raised my children this way. And when there's somebody that's very, very different than you and has different ideas, you get very scared. You shouldn't, but that's how it is. People get scared. Because the truth is they're not so sure of their ideas. And in a certain way, when the Satmar Rebbe said that, if he said that, I mean, I just heard that from a Klish Lishi. If he said such a thing...
They put it in the book. In the Satmar Rebbe's book, the...
There is it in the book?
It's in,
that's in the book?
It's in the book.
Wow. So... When the Satmar Rebbe was making it seem, you know, he was very funny also, Satmar Rebbe, he was very clever. So when he said such a thing, I would like to think that it also meant that it's not so push it, not my way, not his way. You know, it's not so push it. You know, if you'd be fully confident, if the Satmar Rebbe would be 100%, 100% confident in his shita, then why is he afraid to meet Rav Kook? Why is he afraid that he might convince him otherwise? Again, it's a hard story, and I know that it was not because I heard it years ago. And but it means that when you went to the Satmar Rebbe and you didn't talk about the Medina, talk about anything else. Don't talk to him about the Medina. If you talk to him about the Medinas, then you get that whole Indian that we're not used to hearing. But anything else you spoke to him, was the Satmar Rebbe was like being with your grandmother. You know, it's like the warmest, sweetest, kindest, and holiest person on earth. That's what it was. I'm not saying that what he said about anything is not. It's not for me to say what's right and what's wrong. I'm just saying that people are not ready to hear different days. It's hard to hear different days. I'm just using that as an example. But when it comes to just being with another person, another Jew, that's much stronger than any opinion. That's much more powerful than any opinion. Alkein afsha deis chashuvus mashpiyos. Even though, of course, deis are important and they have hashpa. Al nispata machmas chashivus on lizbor shehne ikar. We shouldn't become misled to think that the ikar is what people think. The ikar is not people. Is not what they think. The ikar is not shitas and rayonis and ideas. That's not the ikar. Lo zu haderech, lo zu hayir. Ha ikar hu liachedus haneshamas. The ikir is liachedus haneshamas, is to bring neshamas together. The ikir is liachedus haneshamas. V'asherish lakol. And that's the sherish lakol. That's the root of everything. Gam lemitzias haskam lemachloikis. And in that way, many, many machloikisin will just disappear. They're not really machloikisin. L'chasifas hadeya hakalelis. And Jews will be able to find common ground that they all agree with, they all agree about, and they're all interested in. Shemeshalevis as nekudais or shebekulan. That joins together the points of light, shebekulan in all of them. Like safety and security, right? So right now, because of what's happening, this is a big inyan now, safety and security. So that is a machlokes regarding security, whether you're Lubavitch or you're from Lakewood or you're modern Orthodox. Everybody wants everybody else to be safe. And the Satmar guy wants the Lubavitcher guy to be safe. And the Lakewood guy wants the Lubavitcher to be safe. There's no inyan there of shittus and of deis. Everybody wants the other Jews to be safe. Without any exceptions. There's no exceptions. Everybody wants every other person to be, every Jew to be safe, to be able to daven where they daven. Even though your whole life you're saying that shul is terrible, this shul should be burned down. I would never step foot in that shul. It's a place of terrible rishus. The rav is from the era of rav. And all these, like, all kinds of strong stuff. All that's the insecurities, the sleeping, the galus, the katnas. All of that is from there. But children are in danger. In Jersey City, there was a satmar cheder there, right? And that's what the rishus were looking for the cheder. There were 40, I think 30 out of 40 children that were sitting in the cheder. Is there anybody that was thinking for a second, no, Satmar kids? Was the one young Israel person who thought, they're so different from us, they don't believe in what we believe in, they're against the Medina, they don't like Rav Soloveitchik, you know? Nobody. They're Jewish children. What's the Shaila? They're Jewish children. This is what we have in common. It's just one. There are so many nekudos of light that we have in common. He says the ikur is by focusing on these things we can gather together all the nekudos of Orsha B'Kulon, all the beautiful nekudos you have by everybody, the nekudos of Orsha B'Kulon. Besoid das de geula, and that's the sod of das de geula, as opposed to das of galus, which is separation, insecurity, fear, and all of that. Das de Gula is being with one with the other. Alkei noshiv elavavenu. She'ikir refuah is hamachlokes, therefore we should take this to heart. That the main refuah, the cure of machlokes, is not arguing, is not having debates. That's not the cure of machlokes. And that's not why all these shuls like to have these debates, or like an interesting panel thing and debates. They're doing that for entertainment. That's why I don't want to be mishtata for these things anymore. They want to make it entertaining. They want to have an exciting evening for the people, whatever, to build up the maaseh, whatever it is. That's not the cure of machlokes, because the ikar refuah of machlokes is beskarvus ha'atzmus zel hazeh, is by Jews getting closer to each other. Al basis sharashi Yosef and Hadeas, on a foundation that is deeper than opinions, shitas, deis, and so on. On a basis of something that is deeper, that's stronger than all of the deis. And what's deeper than all of the different opinions? The way to stop machlokes is by getting to know each other. I mean, it sounds a little bit corny and simple, but simply that's really what works. Etzem hakar zeh b'zeh. People getting to know each other. Hachibur ha'atzmi. Ani b'riyah v'chaveh b'riyah. I'm a somebody and my friend is a somebody. Kichol she'tegaber t'chushas ha'achva. The stronger this feeling of connection, of brotherhood is, kach yasur mimela roiv kekol ha'machlaikis. Then most of the machlaikis go away. On their own, they just go away, the machlaikis. That means the fighting goes away. The anger, the fighting goes away. V'tira, shekein v'dvareinu ma'oid. And you can see how true this is. Kilit Sarenu, Pamim Rabois on a roim Shain Klal Rotsun Shil Tzad Echad, Lahovin as a Tzad Hashaini. He says, we see this so often, that the Bechlal, one side, has no interest in even hearing the other side. Especially when you have the secular, and the religious, there's not Bechlal an interest to hear what the other one has to say. To understand that Tzad Hashaini. Vavikuch Misnahal Bikshus. Shalolahaskim, and the vikuach, the debate goes on like lahavu. What's this circus that's going on now? That's a busha for the whole United States of America. This is one such a hush of a country now. What's going on? Like the Senate and the Congress. There's no inyan there of hearing each other. There's no inyan there of anything other than my own interest, and fighting for my survival. That's all that this is about. Fighting for my own survival. There's bechlal no interest at all. And therefore, there's no inyan of shalah haskim v'lo lahoidas on the kudais emes shebedivrei zolos. How could it be that every single Democrat thinks that a certain way and every single Republican thinks a certain way? How could that be? With the exception of people whose terms are finishing, because then it doesn't make a difference for if they're going to get elected or not, so they don't care, so they can say what they really think. And even then, they're not doing it because of their friendships and loyalties. I mean, no one thinks differently. Seriously, there's not one Democrat that sees it. The whole thing is mamash a sham. Not one person says can get. Maybe there are one or two. I'm sorry, but you'd think there'd be a group that would say, hey, "This is all coming because from the time that guy was elected, and from the time that he was mevayish us, we've been trying to get him out. We just want him out, and we're just looking for something to get him out." And this most. Any person that tries to look at this in an objective way says this is the most transparent inyan of sinna, and sadly it's being led by a couple of Jews, and it's a sinna, and there's no inyan bechlal to hear the other person, what the other person is thinking, at all. So lahaskim b'lo lahodis on the kudas emes shibadevish l'aso. No one is able to admit about any truth to what the other person is saying. Because the truth is, of course, again, I'm sorry to use it, I'm just using the politics as a muscle. The truth is that, of course, it wasn't right what Trump did. You don't do that. It's not the right thing to do, to call up and to say like this, when he made a phone call. Of course it's not right. And if this whole thing wouldn't have been blown up into such a thing, anybody could say, it's an economy, it's not the right thing to do. Has this been going on by every single president that's ever been in the United States? This goes on Keseder. That's how they all operate. But you can't admit, they can't admit it's not a right thing to do. To say that, not a right thing to do. And then, but they can't say that there was anything wrong with what Biden's son did. And now you have this Jew, Schumer. It's hard even to say his name. You have this Schumer that gets up, and he's making a whole thing about the proceedings of the impeachment. When it was Clinton's thing, and he was one of the Rosh Hashanah there, everything was the v'nahafaychu of the Seder that he's talking about now. And everybody could see, if you just look at it objectively, in an honest way, that the whole thing is a galechta. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a multi-million-dollar joke. I don't know, aren't these people supposed to be in the, you know, at home doing things like, I don't know, something to take care? It shows how unnecessary they all are. They could be sitting there, they can have now 14 hours a day sitting there. They're not allowed to show the cameras, I heard. Cameras not allowed to go anywhere because they're afraid they're going to see people going to falling asleep, because most of Ireland falls asleep. So they're not allowed. They made a din that the camera has to be focused on the guy who's speaking, because he himself is staying awake. So they're not allowed to have cameras going anywhere. Nowhere cameras. Because they said, because they don't want anybody's opinions to be influenced by seeing other people's face. It's all a lie. It's all sheker. No one wants to hear what anybody else has to say. So now the whole United States of America has to go through this thing that the House, the Congress voted this way, and now it's sent along to the Senate. And everybody knows that the Senate is going to vote in the trial, that the Senate's going to vote against the impeachment. So what's the inyan? What's the inyan? That's millions of dollars and time. And what's the inyan? There's so many theories you can learn from what's happening here. About midas, about bad midas. This is like, you know, if Rav Dessler would be here, he'd like write 10 new volumes on this. If Rav Yisrael Salanter would, you know, Rav Yisrael Salanter, you'd let him to sit there and to watch the proceedings, he'd have the whole new tenuas ha-musar, like would come from, it's like a musar of watching what's going on in America, this thing. It's an unbelievable mussar. It's not about listening. It's not about hearing. So why don't the people, why don't the Democrats, why don't they just get up and say, you know, all right, the truth is we just hate this guy. Because we had this lady that we propped up, who we also, by the way, hate. But we wanted her to be to win. This way our jobs would be more secure. And this way we get our agenda across. And this way they'd write biographies about us or something. And we'd end up in a library in a book that some kid's going to read 50 years from now. And now what happened is that Hillary lost and this guy won. We can't stand this guy. And we're sorry we gave you all this trouble. The truth is the economy's never been better. The truth is that our enemies are finally getting nervous and we're getting a little bit of a moment in the world and so on. They can't say it. They can't say it. Akedekach, I'm so sorry to go into this tangent, but the marshal is so strong that this Reitzer, this Soleimani, that Trump did the biggest toyer for the world to get rid of this guy. The guy's a Reitzer, Mamish, a Russia, a Reitzer, and that there are people that say, she used the word, Pelosi used the word, that it was disproportional, like they use with the Palestinians. It was disproportionate. Which I don't know what that means. I mean, she should have just heard him. I'm like, what punishment do you get for killing thousands of people? That's what he's done. He's responsible for the death of thousands of people. How can an American say that there's something wrong with that? The same people that when Bin Laden was taken out by Obama, Obama was the biggest hero. See, it's all sheker. It has nothing to do with the truth. No one's hearing anybody.
He was one of the original hostage takers. In 1979, when they took over the embassy, they have a picture of him. He's right with all of them.
Oh, he was there from the beginning. He's a tremendous Russia. It should be a yontif for the whole free world that this guy was put out of business. What a yontif! What an unbelievable yontif that this guy was killed. And you think, are they going to actually say negative things about Trump doing this? And the terrorist says, yeah, right away. This guy brought America. Schumer said this is bringing America to the World War III. What happened in World War III? This is bringing this terrible. How can you do such a thing? What are you talking about? But this is the sheker. Dovah zemeit shesherush vikuach en havdalei hadeis. The sherush of the vikuach is not different opinions. That's not the sherush of the vikuach. Different opinions. Ella. It's because people are alienated one from the other. There's a feeling of alienation. I don't feel that I'm like those people. They're different from me. And I don't like them. People by nature are afraid of strangers. Somebody that has a different opinion, they feel threatened. They think their opinions are being threatened. They're going to feel embarrassed if they're proven to be wrong. And therefore, they just keep on arguing, keep on fighting. So the shurish of machlokes is not ideas. It's not fighting. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had very different ideas, as everybody knows. And yet the Gemara tells us they married with each other and there was tremendous love between them. Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Zechon Levoche, and the Satmar Rebbe Schusselenu, they had huge differences between them. But I remember that I heard that when they had these meetings, that afterwards, after a whole day of yelling and fighting with each other, they would see them walking, holding each other's arms. Rav Kook and Rav Chaim Zonnefeld, they had huge differences between them. But there was a deep ahava, there was a tremendous love. There was a tremendous love. They lived in the Shoresh, the Tzaddikim were in the Shoresh. And in the Shoresh, there's no alienation from another Jew. To the Satmar Rebbe, there was no Inyan. He could yell and scream and be upset about a certain shita, but the person, there was nothing with the person against the person. But yes, it's just the opposite. The real truth is that nobody has many shitas that are of any significance that they really understand. And they're just screaming some things out, but they have Inyan with the people. They feel threatened by people. And that gets to real machlokes. Therefore, the Satmar Rebbe and Rav Aaron could yell at each other all day long, and there was no steer between hanging out at night, you know, and being best friends. There was no steer, because they were talking, because the world that they were arguing about was the world of deis, and the world of ideas that doesn't get to the shirish of a person. Ideas is not the shirish. The shirish is the person himself. Bias is just the opposite. Everybody's talking about ideas, but what they really mean to say is, I don't want to have anything to do with you because you're different from me. It's just the opposite. That's the shirish. That's when you have real machlokes. Therefore, what the Mechaber is saying is that the machlokes that are going on in Klai Yisrael with this das of galus of katnas cannot be resolved by debating and by arguing and by going into the shittas and having all kinds of vikuchim debates. It's not, because that's not the shirish of the machlokes. The shirish of the machlokes is emotional, not intellectual. Between the Satan Rebbe and Rabbi Aaron, there was an intellectual debate. Intellectual debates are interesting. Those are fun. I enjoy them. Anybody that likes to think enjoys a debate. If it's about an idea, it's gewaldig to argue ideas, to try to figure out and to talk about an idea. That's when the debate is intellectual. But when there's something deeper that's going on, and they're making it look like they're just arguing about some shita, that's... You're telling me that this guy from Lakewood, the reason that he can't stand Lubavitch, the Lubavitch is because Lubavitch was not filling on somebody? Come on. Or because they make a Lag B'Omer parade, or the Rebbe, the Chassidim that made the Rebbe into Mashiach, that's why. No, it has to do with other things, emotional things, things that are reach much deeper than, it's not about different ideas, not about different ideas. No, that's not the Nakuda. That's why he says, therefore the debates that are taking place are without any desire to come to an agreement. There's no interest in coming to an agreement. There's no interest into working things out. It's not like at the end of the debate they're going to say, okay, now we could really get along with each other. No. The vikuchim just get stronger and stronger. Therefore, we have to illuminate and to warm the atmosphere of Am Yisrael. To warm the hearts. And to strengthen the amount of smiling that takes place, and the mor haponim. In avira, in the public domain, when we're together, zeh shorish achdusenu, umakor mitzias ahaskomus lekol avikuchim, because that's the shorish of our achdus, and that is the makor of being able to find haskomus to be able to resolve all of the arguments that are going on, all of the debates. Kol oid namshich lizbatzeh b'amdusenu. As long as we continue to stand behind our opinions, our views, v'lizvayv saviv siach machlokes v'da'atonis, and continue to argue, you know, to circle around these ideas that cause that are the points of contention of differences between the groups, lo nafik shum to'elas klal, we're not going to get anywhere. Nothing will come from it. Lol ha'odam v'hatzibur she'elav mishtayach, not the person, and not the tzibur, to who the person belongs. Lo yesa chelke ha'am, not for the rest of the people. Sometimes you have, like, it wasn't even long ago, you know, you have a chassidus where there are two brothers that they had a fight and they broke off into two different groups in the chassidus and so on. What are the differences in shittas between the two? Seriously. I don't want to start mentioning Chassidus, but you know, in our times there've been at least three major Chassidus that they're brothers. What's the difference between their shittas? Can you figure out what the differences are? They have the same fathers, the same grandfathers, the same grandmothers. They were raised in the same cheder. Everything was the same. So what are they fighting about? So the Chassidim, and everybody will try to be malbashit and different shittas and different this and different that. And so then why is it that when in one case, for instance, where it was resolved, so that when the two brothers just hugged each other, then how come all the opinions got straightened out? What about all the strong opinions that said that they can't have anything to do with each other? And how come when finally one just started to cry and the other one held him and they were crying together and now everything is okay? Why is that? What happened to all the different shitas? For 30, 40 years, the two groups of Hasidim are screaming that this one's with the Medina, this one's not with the Medina, this one's... They have different shitas, they can't be with each other. Then what happened? All of a sudden, the two brothers look at each other. Something happened, whatever happened, they hug each other. And now, Shalom Yisrael, now every picture they take is the two brothers together. What happened? They fixed the inyan with the shitas, but they worked out all, they had a debate, and they worked out all, they worked out all. It's not... It's about something which is much deeper. Besides the issues that have to do with finances, v'chulu. But it's something much deeper. It's much, much deeper. And it's not about different shitas and different days. How far apart could they be, Rabbi Shalom? The two brothers, like what happened? It's the same chassidus. What happened to them? They were both by their father. They were. What happened? It's not about working out the differences. They didn't work out any differences. There were no big differences to begin with. And whatever differences there were, the second that they hugged each other, it didn't make a difference anymore. So that's what he's talking about. So that's really what needs to take place within Klal Yisrael, more of that. And I believe there are people who are trying to do that. I believe that is happening to some degree. V'hina, he says, "Bevadai she'ena kavan levater afil akusa shayud b'halacha b'kiyum motzon Hashem." He says, "I want to make it very clear. I'm not talking at all about anybody making compromises in what they believe is the correct halacha. No one's suggesting chas v'chalila that anybody makes any changes in halacha or their minhagim, even their customs. He zel davar pasha she'en klaltz tzarach la'askir. It's so pasha, I don't have to even mention it. Shateri he yisoid kiyum am Yisrael. No one's talking about compromising. No one's talking about making the mechitza lower so you can get along with the other group. No one's talking about that. Or that in order to be friends with we have to go mix swimming or something. No one's talking about that. That's not the point. You have to be faithful to the way you were raised and to Dvar Hashem Talacha. Himuchletis or shleim, that's absolute. B'chol mitzvayisov ashet sivun. Mr. Darai said, "Rabbanu, we have to keep everything." The view that says, that opinion that says that the only way Jews can get along with each other is by making compromises in halacha. That in order for me to get along with others, I have to make certain changes and to create some sort of like a kelaim between kodesh and achol. He toos yisodis. That's a big mistake. Anybody that says that in order for Jews to get along with each other, they have to make compromises in the way that they keep halacha, that's wrong. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. I've seen people who are best friends. This guy's a Satma guy, and this guy's a young Yisrael guy, and they're best friends. Again, I'm only using, I hate to use groups, but just to make the point without saving time. Satma's going to Satma, the man's not Madan, whatever it is. But this Satma guy and this Madan guy, they're best friends. They love Amish, love each other. Havas Nefesh, they would die for each other in a second. They love each other. Because they got to know each other. How? For business. Or could be their relatives. They're relatives. It's a funny thing. How come when someone's your relative, then you love him? He's got strong shittas that are very different than yours. But if that Satma guy is your cousin, see, man, he's my cousin. No, it's my brother. So my brother's like that. So then how come it works out? So you see, it's not the shittas. Because if it was the shittas, they wouldn't be able to be with each other. They wouldn't be able to have a shaykhs to each other. It's not that. There's no need of making compromises. Every group should stick to its halachas. To stick to this menhagim 100%, no compromises. Hateri Achaim Shal Am Yisrael Vekimitz Hasel Vakarich Hamarmit Shal Uma Tayr. Hinekan Sirichem Anul Lema Bebir Choshev and Sarach Lishmar Likranais Vyeshla Bias Das Hakadosh Behivas Blei Pachat. Everybody, every group, every person should be able to say his opinion and what he believes in, and the halacha that he received from his teachers and parents and grandparents, without being afraid, in a clear way. The problem is, you shouldn't just be talking about that stuff. There are many other things that we could talk about. Okay, you have different mahalchim in halachim and hagim. But the Sama guy and the modern guy, they have a million things more in common. And they don't have to just talk about that stuff that sets them apart from each other. Amash lo muskam, to talk about the things they don't agree about. Then you just come to this thing that everybody holds up his flag and they can't come to terms with each other. The only thing we can do is to have a warm and loving connection to people and to focus on the things that we do agree about and that we do have in common. Then you could be totally secure in your own. You could be completely secure in your own view of the truth. I don't have to be afraid of that person. He's not trying to change me. He doesn't have to be afraid of me. I'm not trying to change him. He could be who he wants to be. I'm not trying to change him. I'm trying to be friends with him. I'm not trying to change him. But kindness of a gilui life. Adrabba, you could be strong about your shittas. You could believe in your deis. And you don't have to be insecure. You don't have to feel afraid. You had dvar miskabel mashpiyah. Therefore, the truth is that the ikur in all of this is not the opinions, and not the views. Elaha avira is to have an avira, an atmosphere. Hayachas anafshi sheben bar applicant, to have an emotional connection, a connection between those who are in the machlokes, the bar applicant. When they love each other and they're connected to each other, then there's a true desire to make a bridge and that there shouldn't be fighting, there shouldn't be machlokes. It's not about proving yourself to be right. It's never, ever about that. It's always about ignoring all the inyanim and all the shittas and all that stuff and just giving a bowl of cholent, a piece of kugel, and making yilchai. Really, that's all it is. Is to fabrang together, to be together. Zo. And then each person can be with his inyan and to stick to his sheet and doesn't have to be afraid. No one's trying to take away your inyan. Because we have something between us. It doesn't depend upon your sheet or my sheet. Because people are afraid that if he proves my sheet wrong, then what am I going to do? What's going to be with my life? It's not about that. There's nothing to do with that. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll be away for a few weeks and we'll continue. Just stay tuned with the emails, Mitch, or somebody tell you. So I don't know what to say. We do have a minion?
It's a stick around. It's fine.